You are listening to Midlife with Courage. This is where women in midlife come for inspiration, motivation, and sometimes a little bit of education to help them flourish after 40. Now let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Midlife with Courage. This is the fourth week of the month, and as you may remember, I'm starting a new format with the podcast, and that is taking the last episode of the month and just sharing some reflections, doing a little bit of a recap of the previous 3 weeks and the guests, and talking a little bit about anything that pertains to midlife women, basically. And the theme for this month of February is resiliency. And we started out February with the most resilient person I know, or I've heard of in quite a while, Tasha Hsu. She has found her voice, literally, in more ways than one, after a devastating accident at age 16 left her in a wheelchair for life. You can't help but feel inspired as you listen to her story. And since the episode aired, I have read her first book, and I would highly encourage you to go ahead and read that one and her next one as well. Highly, highly recommend her as a speaker and as an author, and she is someone you want to get to know. The following week, we had Michelle Walters, and she spoke with me about her journey through love and loss again, and how she found a new path with hypnotherapy. And the way she pivoted her career isn't unique, but how she found herself taking a new path is unique. And the hypnotherapy is something that I've been fascinated with, that whole concept, and I would love to learn more about it after I talk to her. And maybe that's something you're interested in too. If it is, let me know. You can leave some feedback, and we'll have another episode about that in the future. And then last week, I talked with Kristen Crabtree, and she shared about a different type of resiliency. She spent over 20 years in an abusive relationship, and she finally took action despite, as she says, the courage hadn't arrived yet. What stood out for me with Kristen was her willingness to be so open with her past and share her important messages with all of us. And all three of these beautiful women were willing to share their pain and challenges with the world, really. They each are resilient and strong in their own way. And they shared their stories out of a desire to help other people, other women, especially women in midlife. And so I've been thinking about resiliency, and what does resilience look like for you? What stories do you have? What have you overcome? We all have strengths, even if we don't realize it, or worse, maybe we forgot about it. We've all gone through challenges, and one lesson I have learned is that there's no comparing challenges, meaning that my challenges or my woes are no worse than yours or vice versa. This was something I talked about with Tasha, and it has come up in my own life many times. If I find myself going through a tough season, I haven't always shared it with my friends and family, partly because I didn't feel my struggles were, quote, bad enough compared to what others were going through. A very dear friend actually called me out on this one time, and she said that we should never downplay our own troubles because other people are going through something worse. That minimizes our feelings, and that causes even more damage. That's not okay. We should never say things like, I don't have any right to complain. Look at so-and-so. She has cancer, or she has been in the hospital for 3 weeks. Or whatever the situation may be, your situation might not be as dire as someone else's, but your pain is real. Don't ever minimize that. And I've talked about that many times, about how we as midlife women tend to minimize ourselves. If you remember my podcast episode, it's number 225, in case you're wondering, you want to go back and check that out, about using the word just. You'll get a feel for that message. You can listen to that again, and you'll get that sense of how we minimize ourselves with that one little word. But midlife is an opportunity to transform in some ways. But really what we're doing, we're reclaiming ourselves and rediscovering what has actually been there the whole time. And part of that transformation of growing and becoming more confident in midlife is taking a good look inside of you and really seeing how amazing you are.
So in the beginning, it was, oh my God, how could I be so stupid? And how could I waste all that time? A lot of shame, a lot of guilt, a lot of self-hatred, a lot of self-doubt. And it has flipped. I have done some work and I am very proud of that. It is not an ego thing. It is not a bragging thing. Mm-hmm. I have figured out I am amazing. I am miraculous. I am incredible.
So just like Kristen, acknowledging your challenges and pain means that you matter. And that's a life-changing first step towards loving yourself. By allowing yourself to feel and process your struggles, you validate your own experience. And that act of self-validation is so important because it really affirms your worth. You are worthy of your own compassion and attention. This is a foundational element of true self-love, moving away from minimizing your feelings and towards fully embracing your journey, your pain, and all of it. The deep self-acceptance is really the bedrock or the foundation upon which true resiliency is built. If you forget, or if it's hiding under fear and doubt, remember that reclaiming yourself in midlife is a journey of rediscovery. Resiliency is not just bouncing back. It's the quiet strength that you find in knowing your worth and your value. The worth you've had all along, it didn't go anywhere. It's still there. So embrace your story, all its challenges and triumphs, because your pain is real. Your journey matters, and your resiliency is proof of your beautiful courage. Thank you for listening to Midlife with Courage. If you liked what you heard, I would love it if you would leave a review. It really means a lot. Even better, send a link of this episode to a friend who may need to hear this message. Until next time, take care of your beautiful self.
Ladies, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Before you go, I would love to let you know that it's not too late. It's not too late to get into my Courage and Confidence Circle. It starts March 3rd, and it is a wonderful 3-month program where you are going to connect with other women in midlife who want the same things as you. They just aren't sure how to get there. They want to find their confidence again. They want to bring it out. They want to be visible. They want to speak up. They want to set those boundaries. All you need is a little bit of courage to take the first step. Let the Courage and Confidence Circle be that first step, so that we can get you to stop playing small and start living boldly. You can go to my website, midlifewithcourage.com, and sign up for that Courage and Confidence Circle.